There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time, or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Starts it week 3. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and this is week 3 in the NFL, the stardom, the sit-em, who to get in your lineups, who to take out. That's what we're trying to talk about today, and I think after a couple weeks now, we have at least a better idea of who some of these offenses are, some of the veterans that look like maybe it's time for them to move on from football, and maybe some young players that might be looking to emerge as superstars in the league. It's a very exciting time here, and I know for some of you, you started the year 0-2. For other people, 1-1. Some people 2-0 are loving life, but doesn't matter. We grind regardless. And I know the primer is up. I'm wearing my primer shirt today in support of our own Derek Brown, D-Bro, aka the King of Bros, who's out in on 3 hours sleep here, working so hard, getting that primer up for everybody. BPE, Andrew Erickson, and I just fresh off the live stream, taking your questions for an hour. By the way, in case you didn't know, that happens. YouTube every Thursday, 12:30 Eastern. We take your questions for an hour. It's been a good time there. So Derek Brown, primer is done for now. Of course, we'll be updated because of, you know, we never stop grinding here. But I think after the first 2 weeks of football now, I think we can put some overreactions aside. And I think we have a much clearer picture about who some of these teams are. And more importantly, the value of some of these players in these offenses.
Oh, absolutely. Caffeine's flowing. Primer is up. Joe has said something good about Marcus Mariota today. It's a good day, baby. It's a good day to be alive.
1 minute, 30 seconds into the show. That's all it took. And look, this is the 1 week where I'll say nice things. So clip it, book it. This is it. If you can't be good against Seattle, then I don't know who you can be good against. But Erickson, you and I just came off an hour answering questions. We took more AJ Dillon and Garrett Wilson questions than I could shake a stick at. So that was very interesting in terms of development. And most of the time, those were guys we wanted to start, but I think it's kind of interesting because those guys kind of encapsulate, I think, where things are moving in 2022, which is we're moving off the Ezekiel Elliott's of the world. And we're moving off some of the Julio Joneses of the world for some new names that I think are going to be much more relevant as the season continues to move on.
Yeah, I mean, we got 2 weeks in the books and it's important to not be a draft capital zombie. You know, you may have drafted X player in round 4. Don't keep playing them if they're not delivering round 4 production. And if this Najee guy Harris. You drafted, and this guy oh, you sorry. Drafted Just... in round 7 and round 8, you know, if they're delivering like a, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown, you know, someone that was in a middle round pick, you know, he should be starting him over most of the guys you took in round 2. Like, that's where we're at. So I think it's really important to not overlook the trends from 2 weeks, because if it wasn't going to be a factor throughout the rest of the season, what would have happened 2 weeks in a row? For example, Donovan Peoples-Jones, like 11 targets week 1. Oh, what do you know? No production in week 2. Okay, we knew it was a fluke. But the things that have continued to happen, like Garrett Wilson continuing to be the Jets wide receiver 1, those are the things you need to pay attention to. Drake London being the alpha in the Falcons passing game. Oof. Things you need to pay attention to. So it's time to move off the priors draft season and move on to what's actually happening now to set yourself up for success.
All right. And I know last week was tough on a lot of people because there were a lot of inactives, a lot of late inactives and weird things going on with injuries, which is a time to remind everybody that on My Playbook, there is a tool for that. We got a tool for everything here. Autopilot. And Autopilot is a great way that if you are, let's say, unavailable to check those lineups or go all the way up to when things are locking in your leagues, you could set Autopilot and it'll manage your teams for you. It'll swap out inactive players. It'll give you the optimal lineup to set every single week and manage your lineup when you can't. So Autopilot is terrific for, you know, those people in your family that are inconsiderate and they schedule weddings on a Sunday during football season, or, you know, you got to go to junior soccer game or whatever the heck you got going on and you just can't be available. My Playbook is always there for you with Autopilot. And remember, if you're an MVP or Hall of Fame subscriber, you get access to our Autopilot feature at My Playbook. But if you need that as well, we've always got a way to help you at fantasypros.com/offers. They keep telling you, get 6 free months of our premium product. You get all the My Playbook features to manage all of your teams and, of course, access to our Discord as well. So go check it out, fantasypros.com/offers. My Playbook has all the most amazing features you could possibly imagine. The best tools department we have here. The team is just unbelievable. I'm telling you, it'll make your fantasy life so much better, so much easier. I like easy. I like better.
Start or sit?
All right, speaking of easy and better, let's find the better guys to put in your lineups, and let's start with the guys to sit. Oh, excuse me, to start. Let's be positive. What am I saying? Let's start, guys. Let's put guys in lineups first. Who are you excited about at running back this week? Putting in your lineup, Derek Brown, talk to me.
I think people might be worried, and even coming off the smash game, Aaron Jones. Like, really? I have him as an RB7, ECR has him at RB12. And I get, this might be more of like your 10-team leagues, things like that. People have so many studs, and they're like, oh, but it's Tampa Bay. And I'm like, and it's Tampa Bay? Like, why are we worried about that? Like, he is going to crush this week. I am going to keep him inside my top 10. And we've seen how efficient Aaron Jones is. I mean, he's second in yards created per touch, 11th in yards per route run. This Buccaneers offense, and you can even water this down to A.J. Dillon. Keep watering it down. It's fine. You also said you got a lot of questions about A.J. Dillon on the stream. Start him too. This is not the same Buccaneers defense. Akeem Hicks is now out. They are 27th and 24th in adjusted line yards and second level yards. This team is allowing the third highest rushing success rate. This is not a defense at right now, as currently constructed, that you need to be worried about starting running backs against. So fade the name and follow the numbers. And the numbers say start Aaron Jones and start A.J. Dillon.
And I think it's important. We all know that Aaron Jones probably is going to start in most leagues. But I think what Debro is trying to reiterate here is the floor is better than you think. And maybe the ceiling is too. So as you're constructing your lineup, keep that in mind. So Jones is one guy you're excited to start. Who else are you excited to start at the RB position?
So I know y'all got some questions about this guy on the start sit stream. Tony Pollard. I've got him as my RB24. ECR is at RB32. And the reason I have him inside my top 24 is because not only did he show us yet again that he's stupid efficient, his target rate went through the roof last week. Tony Pollard got a 23% target share, and he was targeted on 54% of his routes. Now, considering Ezekiel Elliott still looks like he is total dust, the man has forced one missed tackle all year. He's bottom five in PFF's elusive rating. So even in a split role, and Tony Pollard didn't even play 40% of the snaps last week. Okay, he didn't need to. He had 13 touches and almost 100 total yards.
I know.
Now, this week, he goes against the Giants, who have been god-awful against all things running backs. Like, we're looking at a defense that is 30th in DVOA. They've allowed the 8th most receiving yards and the most receiving touchdowns to running backs. Tony Pollard's going to crush, so I will happily have him inside my top 24. I think he's an RB2, even with some workload concerns, because if we see the routes or the target share even move further in Pollard's direction, because this team needs playmakers, Pollard's going to smash this week.
I'm so happy to hear you say that, because I took a lot of flack yesterday on the podcast from Jacob Gibbs and from Pat Fitzmaurice, telling me I was crazy to have him at 28. You've got him at 25. Let's go.
Even higher, baby.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness. We've got some Tony Pollard love. Okay, so those are two guys. Give me another guy here at the RB position that you feel really good about starting this week.
Well, we talked about rookies and players and their usage changing and stuff like that. We need to be ahead of the curve. And this is why I'm telling you to start Dameon Pierce with confidence this week. I have him at RB21. Everybody else in ECR has him at RB29. Do not have him as an RB3. He needs to be inside your top 24 for a player that we saw massively take over the role last week. Yes, he only played 62% of the snaps, but the rushing attempt percentage, he was at 88% of the rushing carries last week. If he gets more of the routes this week, then I think we're looking at a player that's going to get 20, maybe 25 touches this week against a defense with the Bears that is 12th in rushing EPA, 7th highest explosive run rate. Oh, and they're dead last in rushing yards allowed per game. Dameon Pierce is going to have a coming out party this week. It's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, well, look, the numbers don't lie so far. The Bears are the worst team in the NFL after 2 weeks of giving up rushing yards. Dameon Pierce last week, I know on the Sports Grid TV show, he was my number one trade target because I said, look, after this week, it's going to be bad. But after next week, schedule gets much better for Pierce. And he's going to continue to get the play. Like, let's not freak out after week one and Rex Burkhead runs all over the place. Guy's a rookie in the NFL. Give him some time. Erickson, how do you feel about Dameon Pierce this week, too? I know he's at ECR 29. Debro's got him at 24. I know my ranking's kind of similar there. Where do you have him ranked this week?
Yeah, I got him right at 24 as well. So right in the RB2 range. And I think that's where you should be starting him, either as an RB2 or a flex. I don't have him. I have him in a couple spots that I benched him last week because I wasn't sure how the usage was going to shake out. And was obviously encouraged to see him dominate the snaps over Rex Burkhead. So, I mean, he had 69 rushing yards last week, and his prop when it opened up was at like 45 and a half. So that line is long gone, but it's still a value. It's still under at some places like 52, 53, and I'm pounding that over. So I'm excited still for over. Dameon Pierce.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, the crossover of fantasy and wagering and all that stuff. And, you know, look at those numbers, everybody playing fantasy, because, you know, Vegas is setting these numbers for a reason in terms of what they're projecting, because they want to take your money, right? They're telling you what the thresholds are. So that's a good expectation sometimes of what you think a guy is going to do in a game by looking at the odds, by looking at the prop bets. It all comes together there. And then, of course, come together at bettingpros.com and check out our content there as well, because we got some great stuff. All right, so Pierce good, Pollard good, Jones obviously good. Let's get to the not so good, Debro, at the running back position in week 3. Who are the guys you're worried about? Talk to me at RB.
Okay, so I know we've seen production, but it's a split backfield and it's gotten even worse. I'm telling you that you need to be sitting Michael Carter and Breece Hall. And some people could look at Carter and say, well, last time they played the Bengals, he went off. It's not the same defense. This is a better run defense. And after last week, you have Michael Carter and Breece Hall that are also now splitting routes. Well, Carter's role didn't remain unchanged. Breece Hall lost all of his routes to Ty Johnson. Ew, yuck, let's vomit. These two running backs, right now I have them at RB37 and RB39. ECR has them a little bit higher in RB3 range. I'm probably going to move them even lower because the Bengals are no joke against running backs this year. They have the 5th lowest rushing success rate allowed. They're 10th lowest in rushing EPA. And they've allowed the 13th lowest fantasy points per game to running backs. So you've got other options probably for your lineups, whether it's a wide receiver you're taking a shot on, i.e. a Garrett Wilson that you picked up off the waiver wire. I'd be rolling with those options over Michael Carter or Breece Hall this week.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about NFL Sunday Ticket. With NFLSundayTicket.tv, you can watch your favorite team no matter where you live. NFLSundayTicket.tv gives you every live out-of-market game every single Sunday afternoon streamed right to your favorite device. Get NFLSundayTicket.tv Max to track your fantasy teams live with DirecTV Fantasy Zone and watch every scoring drive with Red Zone Channel. Also, learn how to save 15% off your subscription by using the promo code FantasyPros22. Again, the promo code is FantasyPros22 at NFLSundayTicket.tv. If you want to stay in touch with everything that's going on in every snap of every game, and help your fantasy too. Check out NFLSundayTicket.tv. Join today and catch all the action. And when you do, use that promo code FantasyPros22. And now back to the action. Okay, so down on the Jets, RBs. Anybody else at RB? They're a little shaky this week for you.
Okay, so I know I've loved this guy and he has played extremely well, but I'm going to tell you right now, considering the other running back options you might have, like maybe Dameon Pierce, maybe a Tony Pollard, some of these other players, that you need to consider sitting Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And yes, I've talked about it. I loved him, and he has done nothing but play extremely well. And for all the haters out there, he's fourth in breakaway run rate. He's eighth in PFF's elusive rating. And oh, look at that. He's first in yards per route run. The worries I have about Clyde Edwards-Helaire is that Indy is a really good run defense. And Edwards-Helaire, we haven't seen a lot of volume out of him. So he's been making it all on efficiency. So can he be that efficient versus a Colts run defense that's allowing the third lowest rushing EPA and seventh lowest success rate? Like, yes, they give up production to receiving backs, but there's another player that I'm going to talk about later. And no, this is not a kidnap tweet. Yes, I do like this player when we get to him. So pause, take it in, listen to the podcast extremely slow and hear what I'm saying later. But I think production is going to go other places for Kansas City Chiefs this week, and I don't think that Edwards-Helaire is going to have high enough efficiency to counteract the 10 to maybe 15 touches that he gets this week.
Okay, but if you've got him at RB21, then he's still a flex play for you this week.
Yeah, I moved him down to RB23, but yes, I think that he's a worthwhile flex play, but I think considering injuries that people are dealing with and stuff, and the ECR is saying, well, RB2 finally
is just such a wasteland right now. Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest takeaway from every conversation I've had with people on stages, on the AMA channels, RB2, tight end, wastelands, just terrible, like, out there.
Two players that I would start over CEH right now. I mean, we've talked about one of them. I would start Damian Pierce over CEH, and I would start actually Jeff Wilson over CEH this week.
Okay. All right. That's big news there. Would you do the same thing, Andrew Erickson? Are you as down on CEH as Derek Brown is?
Well, I understand the concerns for CEH because running backs need volume, and CEH has averaged a grand total of 11 touches per game over the last 2 weeks, and that's not a lot. Like, he's really ripping off the efficiency, but efficiency metrics at the running back position are more tied to the defenses that you're playing. Like, he's played two pretty soft matchups, and give him credit, he's delivered upon those matchups. But, you know, to also add to the Colts matchup being difficult, they've been efficient against the run without Shaq Leonard, their stud linebacker in the lineup. He's coming back this week. So that's another kind of thing that the Colts can now add and throw at this Chiefs run game. And it might make more sense for the Chiefs to approach this matchup with a more pass heavy game plan. So that that necessarily doesn't work well with CEH.
All right, let's play a little game. Who should I start? And of course, we're going to be using the Who Should I Start tool over at Fantasy Pros, which is free, by the way, to use. You can plug in the players you're trying to figure out and see where the ECR has them, the expert consensus ranking. Again, that's over at Fantasy Pros, Who Should I Start tool. Let's start Jeffrey Wilson Jr. or Damian Harris. These guys are actually back-to-back almost in the ECR right now. So, Derek Brown, who would you rather start between Wilson and Harris?
I've got a pretty decent gap between these two. It's Wilson for me, and it's not close.
All right, Erickson, same for you?
Yeah, it's Jeff Wilson for me, and like Debro, it's not close either.
86% of experts agree. I'm also one of them too. Give me Jeffrey Wilson Jr. Let's try this one here, which, again, they're very close in ECR. Damian Pierce, who you just talked about, or Daryl Henderson. Andrew Erickson, we'll start with you on this one.
I mean, Daryl Henderson played more snaps than Cam Akers, but that was it. Like, and Cam Akers got the higher opportunity share in the offense. So 62% for Akers, 34% for Henderson. To give a comparison to other, you know, two-way backfields in the NFL, Akers saw opportunity share like Antonio Gibson, like Javonte Williams, whereas Daryl Henderson got opportunities like J.D. McKissic and Melvin Gordon. So why are we trying to start a guy that's getting a McKissic and Melvin Gordon workload over someone like Damian Pierce, who we already just talked about is slated to smash in a plus matchup?
All right. Derek Brown, dare I ask, Damian Pierce or Daryl Henderson? I mean, Henderson is on the better offense with a good matchup with theoretically more opportunities to score.
Well, theoretical points don't make real points. So we're going to go with the real points here. That's Damian Pierce.
All right. Damian Pierce actually is 43% here. Henderson, 57%. So the percentages actually favor Henderson, but all three of us see it the same. Give me Pierce. The Wilson was 86-14, by the way, too, on the Wilson side. So that's a smash there, despite being right next to each other in ECR. Let's go to the next grouping here. And this time, let's talk about the wide receivers. Who are we excited about this week, Andrew Erickson, starting at the wide receiver position?
So I'm very excited to talk about D-Rose guy. So Drake London, he's in the ECR at wide receiver 24. I have him at wide receiver 21. And it's because of the just the amount of volume and opportunity that he's seeing in the Falcons passing attack. So right now he's fifth in weighted opportunity, which factors in your air yard share and your target share, which is behind only A.J. Brown, Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, and Devontae Adams. Like anytime your name is listed with those studs, you're doing something right. And Drake London is definitely doing something right. You know, after 2 weeks, he's third in target share with 35%. I think that he's in a absolute smash spot against the Seahawks. Their defense is 31st in EPA. And he's someone I want to acquire and trade. You want to buy high on Drake London.
Okay, buying high on Drake London. That's one. I don't need to hear D-Bro tell me how good Drake London is. I've lived here for the last 3 months. Let's go to another guy on your must-start list at wide receiver, Erickson.
And the other guy for me is Curtis Samuel. So we've seen 2 weeks of Samuel, a hot waiver wire darling coming up. And people have questions because like, oh, like I have this guy, like how good is he really? And I'm like, he's real good. Like after 2 weeks, he's led the Commanders in target share 24%. His route participation hit a season high last week, 89%. And if you just look at the amount of opportunities he's seeing, only Cooper Kupp has more combined carries and targets than Curtis Samuel does, who has 25 in just two games. So we don't have any questions about starting Cooper Kupp every week, and yet we get questions about Curtis Samuel, who's seeing, yes, he's not seeing as much of the touchdowns that Cooper Kupp sees, but in terms of just sheer volume, I mean, Samuel is touching the ball so much that it's really hard for him to not find success in this passing game that has really surprised us to start the year. So I think Curtis Samuel, he's got to be in your life. If you have like questions and marks about any of your players and you have Curtis Samuel, just play Curtis Samuel.
Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about AirMed Care Network. Let's talk about your best defense for the unexpected. Are you prepared if the unthinkable happens? If a medical emergency arises, AirMed Care Network provides its members with world-class emergency air transport services to the nearest hospital with no out-of-pocket expenses. Join today and never pay a dime for your medical flight when flown by an AMCN provider. Insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of a medical emergency, so this is a great way to secure financial peace of mind for you and your family. Memberships cost as little as $85 a year for your entire household. And right now, as a Fantasy Pros listener, you'll get up to $50 in a Visa or Amazon gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros and use the offer code FANTASYPROS. No matter where you are in the game of life, an AirMedCare Network membership is the protection no one should live without. And now, back to the action. So we got Samuel, we got London. Who else we want to get in there this week?
Yeah, so my deep dive here is Garrett Wilson, wide receiver 36 in the ECR. So people are starting to put him in as a wide receiver 3, and I say, that's not high enough. I have him as wide receiver 26. So yeah, I'm really
that's not high,
high
enough. I have him at 24. Ha ha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
fine, Joe. I'm splitting the difference between two, y'all. I have my wide receiver 25.
Well, you know, the thing is, I can move him up not while we're live recording, so I can just move him up and then be.
Do you have the guts to do? Well, here's a question. Before we get into Wilson, how high do you have Drake London ranked this week?
So Drake London is at 21.
I've got him at 17. D-Bro, where do you have London?
I was happy when I was smiling ear to ear when I haven't met 21. Me and Erickson are holding hands.
Guess that once again, you guys think you're all so excited about these players.
So funny. Like the person that was out on Mariota just loves Drake London. Is so aggressive now.
All right. Back to Garrett Wilson here. Go ahead. Let's talk more about him as an at least wide receiver 3 right now in terms of that volume.
Yeah. So last week we saw obviously the touchdown production from him, but he was getting targets in the red zone in week one. Like he had 3 red zone targets in week one. He actually leads the NFL with 8 red zone targets through 2 weeks. And this is something that I think I overlooked a little bit when Joe Flacco became the starter. When you think about, this happens a lot actually, when backup quarterbacks come in, who do they lean on the most? The backup wide receivers that they've been practicing with throughout the entire training camp. And Garrett Wilson, we talked about, okay, like he may start the season out slow because he's running with the twos. Like he's not running ahead of Elijah Moore and Corey Davis and Braxton Berrios. So it didn't connect with me until we really saw it on the field these last 2 weeks that Joe Flacco and Garrett Wilson, they have a connection. And it's so apparent. Every time Joe Flacco drops back to throw, which has been happening a lot lately.
Every time. I mean, that's like literally every time.
He's always looking for Garrett Wilson. Team leading 23% target share. His yards per route run is... or his target rate per route run, excuse me, is top 8 in the NFL. Like, And we just saw his routes increase in week two after week one when he was still operating in a timeshare with Braxton Berrios. So 77% route participation in week two, which was the same as Corey Davis. And that was with Garrett Wilson missing some time with a back injury. So I think that he's going to be a full-time player. I think that Joe Flacco is going to keep throwing him the ball. And you should keep playing him as long as Flacco's the quarterback there. I have no concerns about Garrett Wilson. And you should be jamming into lineups.
Okay, fair enough. Derek Brown, let's get your take on Garrett Wilson. I know there's a danger, which is, number one, it's Joe Flacco. Number two, it was so good last week, and we're, you know, sometimes living in the past a little bit. But Andrew brings up a lot of good points. Like, it seems like that's the connectivity that we have right now, at least. And while you have Joe Flacco under center, it seems like Garrett Wilson needs to be in lineups.
If you're listening to this right now, you need to pull up the primer and read my love letter on Garrett Wilson. I'm absolutely with everything that Erickson has said, and I'll throw a little more sauce on top of this. He gets the best cornerback matchup on the board right now. So he's ran about 50% of his routes were out of the slot last week. He's going to get Mike Hilton. All of the awesome usage numbers for Garrett Wilson that Erickson laid out are absolutely in play. The guy got over a 30% target share last week. He gets the best matchup on the board. If Awuzie follows Elijah Moore across the field, that's fine. It's even more targets for Garrett Wilson. And we're talking about, I think the Bengals are going to put up points. And quietly, this Jets offense, and I know this is nauseating to say, guys, but I mean, Flacco is a pretty sexy streamer this week. This team is top five in pace and passing rate.
Hey, man, we took a question on the live stream. Somebody wanted to know, should we start Flacco over Brady? I was like, look. I understand why you're asking this question, but I can't do that to myself yet.
If you need the upside, I don't disagree with that. If you need the upside.
I can't do that yet.
Really? Because what has Brady done to this point? He's been outside the top 25 QB.
What has he done? He's the last best, 2 weeks. Arguably the greatest ever played.
Okay, we're not talking about his Super Bowl wins.
I understand.
We're talking about
fantasy points. But is this a big game? Does Tom Brady show up in big games? Is Aaron Rodgers on the other side? Is he going to figure it out? Maybe. Lord.
Who's he going to throw it to?
We'll see.
Uncle Lynn?
We'll see on Monday. I don't know. I'm free on Sunday. I might go down.
So you're playing Tom Brady in DFS. You put your money behind that.
See? But I'm not playing Joe Flacco in DFS either.
Oh, I might be. I might be.
That's on you, bro. All right, let's go to the sits of the week here. So we like Garrett Wilson. We like Curtis Samuel. We like London. Who don't we like, Andrew Erickson?
So I don't like the other Jets wide receiver because it is a Joe Flacco-led offense, and it's Elijah Moore.
I walked right into that one.
It's Elijah Moore here, so he's ECR wide receiver 33. I have him at the exact same ranking at wide receiver 33, but I'm just trying to get away from him because it's not to say that Moore's not a talented guy, but look, Joe Flacco has chosen his guy, and it's not Elijah Moore. Through the first two games, he has averaged 6 targets per game. Yes, that's a decent number because of how much the Jets have been throwing, but 12% target rate per out run. That's bottom five in terms of receivers that have run at least 90% of their team dropbacks. That puts them into the category with Mac Hollins, Jahan Dotson, Allen Robinson, and George Pickens. Like guys that are not seeing target share and that basically have to score to be worthy of starting in your fantasy lineup, which we've seen with Dotson and then Robinson last week. So just the connection's not there. So until I see it, maybe with Zach Wilson it changes. So it's not to say to write off Elijah Moore for the entire season. But right now, Garrett Wilson is the guy in New York, and it's not Elijah Moore.
All right, let's get to another guy on your list. Who is the other wide receiver you're fading away this week and trying to sit?
Dude, this is a freaking... ECR gave me an absolute layup here. ECR wide receiver 26. Oh, I have him wide receiver 40.
So do I, by the way.
DK, same spot. DK Metcalf. Same. We told you not to draft this guy, and you know somehow we're still ranking him as a top 30 wide receiver when the last 2 weeks... Wide receiver 64. The only thing I like about 64 is my favorite game console is the Nintendo 64. I don't like my wide receivers being 64. So last year, Tyler Lockett led the team in target share when Geno Smith was under center. What do you know? It's the exact same thing that's happening right now. Tyler Lockett leads the team in target share and air yard share. DK Metcalf has fewer air yards. Hold. Has fewer air yards than Darnell Mooney. Mooney has 5 targets this year. Like, why are we trying to get this guy in our lineups? This makes literally no sense. I get that it's the Falcons. Oh, it's a great matchup. Oh, whatever. It's like, dude, it doesn't matter. He's not getting the opportunities in the offense to deliver any type of fantasy points at all. So, DK Metcalf, no.
I've got him at 40 as well. D-Bro, where do you have him this week?
He's hanging out in the 40s, and I thought I was going to get on here, and I look at the outline, and I'm like, he's our wide receiver 26?
It's
because the name. It's the name. People are like, oh, he's going to have a big game because he's Metcalf.
At what point do we look at the names and look at the productivity and look at the situation and look at all these things and say, look, it's time to make an adjustment.
Right now.
Like, you have already.
That's why we're on the show and doing this.
Already. I mean, like, I was doing it last week. I mean, what do we come here on the podcast?
It's always dangerous to do it after 1 week. But after 2 weeks, the sample size is big enough where you can start to look at it and say to yourself, okay, I can love the talent of DK Metcalf. I can love that he's fun to watch. I know that he's got big play potential. But when you are wide receiver 64 2 weeks in a row, there is no way you can rank him as a top 25 guy, which is basically where he is right now. And it's absurd.
You can't do that. I mean, his ADOT is less than six. Like, he's a giant possession receiver.
I'm gonna make you throw up in your mouth a little. You ready for this? Drake London is at 25. DK Metcalf is 26.
No,
how absurd is that?
That's blasphemous. Absurd. That's ridiculous.
This week, in this matchup. Nah. Forget it. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about DraftKings. The NFL action is in full swing at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And we're talking touchdowns, big plays, and even bigger wins. New customers, you can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do. If that's not enough, everyone can boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. And right now, for every leg you add, you can boost your winnings up to 100% with payouts bigger than ever. Why bet on football anywhere else? To make things even sweeter, you can throw down on stepped up same game parlays once per game all season long. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the promo code FANTASYPROS to get $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code FANTASYPROS only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. And now, back to the action. All right, let's move to who should I start using the who should I start tool. I know one of D-Bro's favorites here, Juju Smith-Schuster. Should we start him or Allen Robinson, another fan favorite of the show? This is when things have gone horribly wrong for your team, I feel like. So let's help some people here. The lesser of two evils, Derek Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, or Allen Robinson. Who would you start this week?
Ooh, this one's actually, I actually like both of these receivers this week. As nasty as
what's going
on?
You don't like Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You like these two wide receivers. I know. I don't even know who you are anymore.
Crazy. I know. It's all just a series of kidnap tweets. you know what? I'm going to go with Juju on this one because I love the matchup, and we'll talk about that
Kenny
more later.
Played well, by the way, either. Just want to put that out there. We talked about it. We lit him up on the IDP show yesterday, Bogman and
He's bad.
Which you can watch live, by the way, every Wednesday night, Bogman and I on the Twitterverse. And you can check out fantasybros.com, too. We always rebroadcast that. It's over there. Juju or Allen Robinson for you, Andrew Erickson.
Yep, Juju. Yeah, and to go to foreshadow the matchup in the slot is too good for Juju.
Yeah, 3 for 3, by the way, Juju Smith-Schuster. 57% of experts actually agree with us. So there you go. Robinson just 43%. Here's another one. All right, let's put the volume where the mouth is. Tyler Lockett or Garrett Wilson? Andrew Erickson, who would you rather start this week? These guys are back-to-back in ECR2 practically.
I'm going to go with Garrett Wilson, even though I do like Tyler Lockett in the slot against the Falcons. And I have Lockett ranked ahead of DK Metcalf because he's been better than DK Metcalf has with Geno Smith, but whatever.
We have 39 guys ranked ahead of DK Metcalf, so that's not saying too much.
I still like Garrett Wilson more than Lockett this week.
All right. Same thing for you, D-Bro?
Yeah, clean sweep. It's Wilson over Lockett. And I will echo the same thing. I have Lockett over Metcalf.
Yeah, I think we all do. I mean, what do you...
Not the ECR.
Not the ECR. Fair enough. So, Andrew Erickson says not the ECR. And he's right. Tyler Lockett, by the way, is at 34. They should be flip-flopped.
Yes.
DK should be 20. Should be 34. Lockett should be where DK is. I don't even know anymore. Let's go 57%, by the way, of experts still like Tyler Lockett over Garrett Wilson. So they ain't ready to get there quite yet. We shall see. Also, by the way, if you want to continue to, help us out here on the program and maybe also get yourself a little something, something, maybe just maybe you should get a Jalen Hurts autographed jersey for yourself or maybe a loved one, probably just for yourself. Let's be honest. You want it. So how do you do that? You're saying, Joe, how do I get that Jalen Hurts jersey? I will tell you. You go to fantasypros.com/contest. And what you have to do is you have to Leave a review of the podcast and subscribe to our social media channels. So every time you make one of these actions, let's say you drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and you are a subscriber to our YouTube channel, you're following us on our social media windows, like let's say on the Twitterverse, on the Twitter machine, on TikTok, on Instagram. Every time you do one of those things, you get an extra entry into this contest. So go to fantasypros.com/contest. Check it out. This is an amazing opportunity to get a Jalen Hurts autographed jersey. D-Bro does not qualify, in case you're wondering, because you know he's trying to steal it from you. But again, we want to give this away.
I was just messaging.
I know. Yeah, you don't get it. No, not for you. So go check that out. Again, fantasypros.com/contest. And again, that's thanks to our good pals at pristineauction.com. All righty, let's continue on here. Let's go to the next bit here. Let's go to the quarterbacks and the tight ends. Who should I start? We got a lot of Aaron Rodgers questions this week. And in fact, this one was straight from the live stream, but I already had it in the sheet anyway. So this is real life. Aaron Rodgers or Tua Tagovailoa? Now, I already know Erickson's answer to this. So D-Bro, I want to hear yours first.
I'm going Tua. My ranks reflect it. I'm going Tua.
I can't. Against Buffalo?
What? Okay, so let's parse through this, Joe. Tampa Bay is a top three defense all around. You can run on them. The Packers are slow. They're bottom three in pace. They've gone run heavy. They're top 10 in neutral rushing rate. As well as, this is not the same Buffalo defense. Dane Jackson is out. They're going to be starting two rookies on the outside, and they're going to ask both of them, one of which runs a high 4-5, to stay with not only Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Yeah, I'm going Tua.
I can't. Not only do I have to say nice things about Marcus Mariota today, now I have to be the defender of Aaron Rodgers. I don't know where I'm living. This is the upside down. I hate it. I hate this. But love you it. Have Tua over Rodgers in your rankings this week?
I do.
I can't do that. I can't do that. I don't think that's enough respect for Aaron Rodgers right now.
This isn't about respect. Don't cry. It's about being right. Ugh. It's not about respect. Look, it's about being right.
It wasn't like Tua was earth-shatteringly great in the first week.
Hold on.
Tua so great in week one? I understand the fourth quarter was amazing. It was a beautiful, it was fantastic, historic, all those things. Four touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Great. Mike McDaniel's throwing parties for people. There's champagne. There's caviar. It's amazing. It's 1 week. Against
tell me
weak,
what your two old man quarterbacks hurt. You're all about Brady and Rodgers. Tell me what your two
I'm
old man
all
quarterbacks
about Brady
have
and
done.
Rogers, but I'm not going to anoint
you.
Two
are
and
you
Justin
just
Field
defended
either.
Brady and now you're defending Rodgers?
You know
they're both
is?
Outside
you
the
know
top 24
is?
Last 2 weeks.
You know what my answer is? I got two words for you. Trevor Lawrence. That's why I want to start over both these guys. That's what I can do. Let's go.
Door number three. There is no door number three in this
not
math
here.
Equation.
No, I wish there was. If it was, I'd run through it. Erickson, go ahead. Tell me why you like Tua also. God.
I mean, why are we trying to defend Aaron Rodgers? He's had two games without Davante Adams, and he's sucked in both of them. Like why
Joe
are we
likes
trying to defend?
Quarterbacks?
Why are we trying to defend him and make him out to be something he's not? Like, we didn't want to draft Aaron Rodgers this year.
Wait a minute. Are we not making Tua something he's not? Like, Tua had a great game. Are we anointing him as a QB1 now?
I don't have him as a QB1, but I have him. I don't have Rodgers.
Did I fall asleep last
Aaron,
night
and
wake
and
up
Brady.
In the upside down? Like, what has happened here?
Did I fall asleep? Then Rodgers recorded a top 20 week in either one of the games
right,
this season.
Here we go.
Did I fall asleep?
It sounds like a wager. It sounds like we're going to figure this out. We are.
Oh, yeah, no, let's bet.
By the way, the experts agree with Joey P, 62% to 38%.
Wait.
Okay, so they like
D-Bro,
old quarterbacks too.
Where do you have Rodgers and Brady ranked this week?
I've got them somewhere in the mid QB2 range. I think it's like 15, 16, somewhere in there. And I feel like, to be honest,
well, they're both in the top 12, I think.
I mean, that's giving them respect because it's much more than they've done in fantasy.
I've got Brady at 14, Tua at 15, but again, like it is against the Buffalo Bills. Have we not watched the Buffalo Bills just pwn everybody for the last 2 weeks? It's the best
offense.
Team in football.
I mean, their defense really hasn't been tested by anybody.
Oh, really? Cooper Kupp's not a test?
Yeah, Cooper Kupp was great.
Cooper Kupp was great.
He had over 100 yards, like he does every week.
All right. Let's go to low-end QB2, because I'm going to have an aneurysm if we keep talking about this. Mac Jones or Joe Flacco? Andrew Erickson. Who would you rather start at QB2 this week?
I'm going to go with my newest quarterback in my Superflex league is Mac Jones because I lost Trey Lance. So I had to make a trade and Mac Jones is my guy. And look, until the Ravens prove to me that they can stop somebody on defense, I like Mac Jones.
All right. Mac, I'm a little surprised. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was going to be Joe Flacco show. Andrew, Derek Brown, the other person on this show. What do you got, Flacco or Jones?
Well, Joe, you're going to be very happy. I'm going with the old quarterback. I'm going with Flacco.
I hate you guys. I'm going to go with Mac Jones to break the tie. ECR also says 71%. I know Joe Flacco's
going to...
Wait, no, it's funny. We had a question, D, in the live stream just before this, which was... I'm in a point per, was it a point per completion?
Yeah.
When Flacco was one of the guys we were talking about in this, the question.
And it's Flacco or Rodgers?
Oh, I was like, it was Flacco or Rodgers. And I said, well, here's the thing. Like, Rodgers is going to, like, complete percentage wise much better, but Joe Flacco is going to throw the ball 77 times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I mean, 40 of them, maybe he's a better guy.
I can't hate you starting Flacco over him in that. Like, which Rodgers going to throw the ball 25 times? Maybe 30?
Like, okay. All right.
Flacco's going to double that.
Let's move to tight end here. Before we move to tight end, also don't forget we got touchdown contest going on fantasypros.com/chat over on our Discord, free to join. But when you're a premium member, we got the touchdown contest. This month we're giving away a signed Stephon Diggs jersey to the winner. Every week, the best person in the touchdown contest gets a $25 spending spree on our Fantasy Pro shop. You get hats, you can get t-shirts, you get whatever you want over there. It's over at the hashtag touchdown calls channel. And again, that's over on our Discord. So join that and maybe you could win a Stephon Diggs jersey. It is fun. A lot of people are in this bad boy. And it starts fresh every month with new monthly winners and new weekly winners. So don't think, oh, the season already started. I'm out. No, you're not out. Every week, something for you. We like to hang out with our people. And Discord's fun. Go join it. All right. Tight end. Here we go. Tight end one that you're fading this week. Were you a little concerned with D-Bro?
Okay. So I know he's been amazing. We loved on him all during draft season. I'm worried about Gerald Everett this week, and this it's multifaceted. One, the Jaguars are 10th in DVOA. They've allowed last year they allowed the 9th fewest receiving touchdowns. Two, I'm kind of worried. Do we see Justin Herbert under center this week? I mean, it sounds like he's still day to day. It's a pain issue. If he suits up, if he doesn't, I mean, right now I find Everett, and I've been extremely high on him all offseason. I mean, heck, through the first few weeks. But with the Herbert concerns, tough matchup, I do find myself going with a few of these other tight ends, like maybe the Evan Ingrams of the world that are going to run like all the routes in a good matchup. They fall into the end zone. Maybe they outscore Everett this week. Like, I'm not shading him too far. Like, I've got him at ECR.
I don't think ECR anyone can afford to shade anybody decent at tight end at this point.
This is true. It's a wasteland. I mean, he's at tight end 10. I got him at 14. So I'm not that far off.
All right, Erickson, who's ranked in the top 12 at tight end that you're a little concerned with this week?
So for me, it's Logan Thomas for the Washington Commanders. So I was expecting him to take a bigger role in week two after week one, after coming off of the injury. And I didn't really see that. You know, I saw his route participation basically stay the same, was around 57, 58%. And that's not great. Like, we need it to be 60, 70% to really influence how often this guy's going to get targeted. I mean, he's a 13% target share in 2 weeks. Like, why are we writing home about him? Okay, now he's a top 12 guy. I know he's obviously been productive in the past as a tight end one, but that's when he's been running all the routes, 90% plus route participation. Like, right now, he's not there yet. So he's at tight end 12 ECR. I have him at tight end 19, which basically is saying I like all of these other streaming options more than Logan Thomas. I like Hayden Hurst. I like Irv Smith. I like Conklin, Ingram, and Njoku. Like, Logan Thomas got a touchdown last week, and that was it. Like, besides that, we wouldn't even be talking about him as, oh, now he's a top 12 tight end. I'm just kind of worried about Washington's offense outside of Curtis Samuel in this matchup. Wentz has had two really soft matchups to open the year. The Eagles' defense is legit, and... Yeah. Wentz, I know, is not a real life good quarterback, and eventually,
oh, dude, there were so many errant throws in that game. Yes. He's put up fantasy points, but I'm telling you, this is the difference of when you're looking at lines and looking at players when you watch these games.
Wentz is like the fantasy version of Blake Bortles this year.
He is your sell-high quarterback.
But you just close your eyes,
boys and girls.
It's not going to last forever. What he's doing right now, it's going to come to an end.
But Joe Flacco will last forever, and Tua too, just forever. Tua, TFF, Tua forever.
Tua, no.
Tua friends forever. All right, let's play. Who should I start? Dawson Knox or Logan Thomas? Andrew Erickson, I guess I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with Knox. I mean, his usage isn't exactly popping off the page either. No, you know, it's basically not the same as Logan Thomas. But look, one of them has Josh Allen as his quarterback, and that's really what makes the difference for me.
Okay, D-Bro, Knox or Logan Thomas for you?
I'm going to go Knox. I have Knox inside my top 10 this week. The matchup against the Dolphins is pretty darn good, as well as he's running a ton of routes. So, I mean, it's really like, why would I not start Knox?
86% of people agree with you. The experts say Dawson Knox as well. I'm kind of on the fence here. I think you probably lean eventually with, again, the better offense with Buffalo Bills. That's what you do, and you hope for the best.
Starts and sits of the week.
All right, let's get to our starts and sits of the week. And the nice thing about creating this show sheet every week is that I get to go first and put all my names in. So, and I was actually very encouraged because the guys that we talked about the most here that we liked and didn't like happened to be my name. So my start of the week is Drake London because I'm higher on him than everybody else in this room, even though they tell you how much they love him, not as much as I do this week. So it's a great week for Drake London. Go out there and Drake London all over the place. D-Bro, who is your must start of the week?
I love when I'm having to compete with you for Drake London, love. I love that we've gotten to this point, and it didn't take the entire season, Joe. I love Drake that we're London. Already there. I love it.
Don't like Marcus Mariota.
Oh, really? There's a live stream on YouTube that I think says you do this week.
This week. Is that wrong? There's a caveat. Oh, my words oh, okay. This week were the caveat.
So, speaking of this week type of plays, on a player that I have not liked, YouTube has let me know that a few different times, that I'm a hater.
You are.
My start of the week is Juju Smith-Schuster. And so, yes, this is interesting. People need to process that for a second, but I love him this week because the Colts run a ton of zone. Their outside corners have been deployed on zone 69 to 76% of their routes. Well, their coverage routes. Juju Smith-Schuster's splits versus man and zone coverage are massive. You're looking at a guy that's top five in yards per route run early in the season against zone. He can't even crest 1.00 yards per route run against man. And we talked about it earlier. Kenny Moore is bad. Kenny Moore is a cornerback we're going to be talking about for the entire season to target. Because Kenny Moore gives up an 81% catch rate. Oh, look at that. Kenny Moore gives up a 146 passer rating. Kenny Moore. Target Kenny Moore. With Juju.
And this is why, you know, it's funny because people will say, well, I don't play IDP. You know, I like Fantasy Pros shows, but, you know, I don't play IDP, so I'm not going to listen to it. But if you listen to the IDP show, we get into a lot of these conversations and they impact your starting lineups on offense. So it's one of those things, like a quick 25-minute show. I'm telling you, like, it makes a big impact on your starts and sits too. Erickson, your start of the week. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going back to Cam Akers. I couldn't say this last week because I didn't know what he was going to do in the offense, but last week he got the opportunity that I was looking for, then why I drafted him in round five and round four. So Cam Akers, for me, I think that the matchup is good against the Arizona Cardinals. They've allowed the fourth most fantasy points to running backs, 4.6 yards per carry so far this year. And again, he got the volume, and I think that he scores this week.
All right, my sit of the week, guess who? It's DK Metcalf. Before he even went into the monologue today about DK Metcalf, I don't get it, man. Like, there's so many guys that are you're better off starting instead of DK Metcalf this week. I'm not going to continue to beat this dead horse till it's glue. D-Bro, for you, who's your must sit of the week?
It's going to be Terry McLaurin. I think that Carson Wentz implodes, and I think McLaurin's not going to do anything, man. Look, people need to understand that this Philadelphia Eagles offense and defense is for real. Like, Darius Slay and Bradbury are playing out of their minds. Like, Slay is allowing a less than a 30% catch rate. Oh, look at that. Bradbury's below 40. Both of them have passer ratings below 30 they've allowed. And guess what? Terry McLaurin is going to run 81% of his routes against these two stud corners. It's going to be ugly this week. Like, I've dropped Terry McLaurin. I think he's a wide receiver 3 for me right now. I might have to move him down just a shade more.
Do you have him above Curtis Samuel or below Curtis Samuel?
I'm probably going to have to move Curtis Samuel above him. I think that's
the move. Curtis Samuel right there in front of McLaurin.
Yeah, I think it's the sharp move. Yeah. I agree.
You know, I've got him only, I've got Samuel at 22, McLaurin at 20, because it's really hard because you're thinking to yourself, okay, like, Terry McLaurin's still the theoretical guy, but it is getting harder and harder to
bad.
Accept that. Does that make sense? Like, just accept that notion. Like, it's kind of the same people on, Joe. With DK, trying to accept it.
Go with Dollar Store Debo. Dollar Store Debo. You need him.
All right. That's a good one. I haven't heard that yet. That's really good. Erickson, your must sit of the week.
I think he was my must sit last week, and I think I'm just going to keep him here until he gives me another. until he gives you a reason to give him to start him. Ezekiel Elliott. finished outside the top 40 running backs in back-to-back weeks. He's currently the standing RB 48, and his expected fantasy points is RB 38. So I'm kind of like, okay, so his expectation is an RB 3. He's actually putting up RB 4 numbers. You're just hoping he scores a touchdown. Like, yeah, the Giants matchup is okay. Giants really haven't been, they've been giving up yardage to Derrick Henry and Christian McCaffrey. Those guys are better than Zeke. So I can't just say, look at the box scores of what they've given up and say, oh, well, Zeke will get 80 yards then. Okay, if he gets 80 yards, that's 8 points. How many catches is he going to have? Tony Pollard's more involved in the passing game. And does Dallas score? Well, their 30th implied team total does not suggest that they will score a lot. So Zeke, for me, dude, I feel like there are so many receivers with more upside than him. And unless I'm like forced to start him as like RB2 because I don't have anybody else, I'm just trying to find someone else besides Zeke.
Flex appeal.
All right, my flex appeal guy of the week is Garrett Wilson, and not because of last week's two touchdowns. It's because he's got 22 targets in 2 weeks. That's enough for me, the 22 targets in 2 weeks. And plus, another thing we talked about yesterday in the IDP show, again, all coming around, is that, you know, you've got the Cincinnati secondary, which has not played great, and not to mention that Bates hasn't played very good. Eli Apple is going with Eli Apple. So Garrett Wilson has a real opportunity here, depending on whatever the matchups end up being, where he could absolutely give you a nice floor, and we already seen the ceiling last week. So give me Garrett Wilson. Who is your flex appeal guy of the week, D-Bro?
So assuming he plays, because I know that he popped up with, I think it's an ankle injury. Assuming he goes, I think that you could plug in Treylon Burks. And this comes down to, again, we're chasing usage. The usage has gone up for these rookie wide receivers, and Treylon Burks is one of them. His route run rate increased from 38% to 63%. His target per route rate was already through the roof. You're looking at a player that is, his yards per route run and his target per route rate are both top five in the NFL. Am I worried about tiny Nate Hobbs on the outside? No. Am I worried about slow Rockyson on the outside? No. I think Treylon Burks can really have a game here.
Okay, Erickson, for you, who's your flex appeal guy of the week?
Yeah, so I'm going back to this exciting Bears-Texans matchup, and I'm kind of intrigued. I'm kind of intrigued by Nico Collins here. So he finally got some action last week: 24% target share, 37% air yard share, and he had two deep targets. But Davis Mills couldn't connect with him because that's just what Davis Mills does. But in a plus matchup against the Bears secondary, really, it's Jalen Johnson, and then just dudes that just bleed yards and targets and catches to other opposing wide receivers. So if Collins gets some favorable matchups, you know, if Jalen Johnson is covering Brandon Cooks a little bit more, then you could see Nico Collins pop off here. It also stands like Brandon Cooks should also be set up very, very well here because he doesn't line up on the same side as Jalen Johnson does. And Cooks also plays more in the slot than Collins does. So it's possible Collins just totally busts and it's just like all Cooks, which tends to be the case. But I do think Nico Collins can have some opportunity here as well.
Let's dig into the listener mailbag.
All right, let's hit the mailbag here before we head out. And this question is right from our Discord at fantasypros.com/chat. It is DeBlum. DeBlum wants to know, would you start Hollywood Brown over Cortland Sutton? Nervous about the matchup with Ramsey. Your thoughts here, Andrew Erickson.
So I'm not sure if this person was confused because Hollywood Brown is the one that's playing the Rams. So I'm confused on why he's saying that he's worried about Sutton. I mean, I'm starting Sutton.
Well, he's not saying he's nervous about Sutton. He's saying he's nervous about the matchup with Ramsey, which is, again, is Hollywood Brown. So I think in his eyes, he's valuing Brown over Sutton, which I know it would not allow him to enter your house.
Oh, if you have that sort of so that's why I was very confused by the way that it was phrased. But I'm starting Sutton regardless.
Okay, same thing for you, D-Bro, just Sutton regardless.
Oh, yeah. It's Sutton regardless. And the small little nugget that I found when researching everything for the primer is the last 2 weeks, San Francisco has been bad versus deep passing. I think Russ and Sutton have a day versus this San Francisco secondary. 57% off the top of my head completion rate in the last 2 weeks and two touchdowns allowed on deep passes. Sutton's going to eat.
Okay, there you have it. All right. I want to remind everybody, don't forget about that autopilot feature once again over at My Playbook. Download the My Playbook app at the Apple Store or on Google Play. and use that tool over there at My Playbook. We help you set all of your lineups, get all of your stuff, make the waiver wire picks, the trades, and of course the autopilot feature too, to make the moves when you are not able to, because you don't want to take a zero at one of your spots because you happen to miss a little bit of information. You have a life too outside of fantasy football. That's why we're here. We're here to manage all of that for you and help you out. And don't forget also to give a nice 5-star review of the podcast wherever you get your pods. And that'll help you enter the contest at fantasypros.com/contest for that Jalen Hurts autographed jersey from pristineauction.com. And subscribe to our social media channels too, TikTok, over on, as well as the Twitter machine, all the fun things we got going on there, Instagram. So many fun things to be a part of. Every time you subscribe to one of those and you drop a review of the show, you get an entry into that Jalen Hurts contest. Sounds good to me. So there you have it. There's week 3 in a nutshell. Your starts and your sits and everything in between. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Derrickson, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids. Old quarterbacks.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.